The Feversham Arms on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So I'm in the library at the Feversham Arms Hotel in Helmsley with the general manager, Charles. Thank you for letting me into your library and sharing a bit of your time with me today, Charles. So we're talking about wine particularly because the Feversham prides itself on being a bit unique and different, and that is no different on the wine. Tell me a little bit about your background, Charles, because I know that wine has been central in your career.
Well, originally I'm from Belgium, but Franco-Belgium, and was a little bit of Italian, and I was very fortunate to and started my career in France, but then moved to Germany, Italy, into Michelin star restaurant, 1, 2 and 3 star. I actually managed Gualtiero Marchese in Milan in the 80s when we got 3 Michelin star for the first time in Italy in 86. Wow. And I got the great opportunity to be exposed to different wine cultures, so starting from the French.
You must have brought your continental experience to the Feversham, and your journey has brought you here to North Yorkshire. So what kind of wines, what kind of experience can people expect if they love their wine when they come to the Feversham?
Well, you'll find every continent. We change 100% of our supply 12 months ago. Right. So we turn around the entire cellar, really selecting from each country for what the country produces is best and what the wine producer do best. So we do have some Malbec from South America, right, and we do have Pinot Grigio, but we select those wine not just to have them on the wine list, but to have the best producer, the best vintage.
Because I imagine that those are types of wine that lots of people have heard of and that people will come in and ask for, and if they don't see them on the menu, they're going to go, oh, but I like a Pinot Grigio. But you go, well, if we're going to have them on the menu, we have to have the best one. Is that, that's how it is?
Indeed. We do store almost every type of wine, but we select those, and on top of it, what we look is for unique products. So if I'm looking, we have a good selection, for example, of Alsace wine with Riesling, Gewürz, Pinot Gris, Pinot Blanc. So I'm a bit partial about Alsace wine because that's where I started, that's where, right, I went to school, and that's my love, especially Riesling and Gewürz.
You really sound like you know what you're talking about, which is fantastic. And do your staff have a lot of this knowledge as well? If someone comes in and they're thinking, you know, I'm going to treat myself, I want to try a new wine maybe I've never tried, or maybe go up the menu a little bit, will your staff be able to impart some of that knowledge as well?
Yes, we do loads of training. We partner with Bibendum, it's a big London company, mm-hmm, where it's an enormous assortment and has loads of fine wine. So I'm buying my fine wine mainly from Bibendum, and they provide me the training. Yeah. So what we do as well on our wine list, when you're saying looking for something a bit special, mm-hmm, is that we run features. Okay. And at the moment, the features I'm running is Chateau Musard from Lebanon, from Bekaa Valley.
Wow.
So we have the normal Chateau Musard, which retails at the moment is 2008. But I've got 1993, I have a 1982, and I've been offered by a trader to get some 1972.
Wow.
You know, you have a choice of 4 or 5 different vintages. We're doing this kind of feature to really portray something special, and, yeah, and really Chateau Musard. People have drunk Chateau Musard once in their life, they're normally hooked. We're doing that. We're going to do some other features on Alsace, obviously my favourite.
Yep.
Don't need to say it again, but Alsace is really underrated.
And it's good that you have a favourite, because a bit of your personality comes across then, and that helps make it different. Across the menu, you've got a wide range of choices, and a lot of those are available by the glass, aren't they? Which I think this is something that's quite unique to you, is that so many wines are available by the glass.
That's what we set out to do, is to be able to offer the clientele not just a great wine list, but the opportunity to taste more wines. We have a enomatic machine. So that's a machine that produces inert gas, right, and works on a vacuum system. So it doesn't pull wine out of the bottle. It pushes inert gas in a measured volume, mm-hmm, and the wine comes out on the other pipe. So it is sealed for 3 weeks, is guaranteed for 3 weeks. So we're not offering wine by the glass. We pour the glass and we put the cork and then we leave it for the night or back in the fridge. But it lives under, and it's all under controlled temperature. So the white at 8 degrees, the red at 16. Altogether, we have about 30 wines that we offer by the glass. Because beside the Enomatic, we've got another machine called Verre du Vin. And they're the machine, special system of cork made of rubber. And it pushes CO2 into the bottle. Mm. So it covers the wine with a layer of CO2. Mm. So it stops the oxidation.
Yeah.
And this is a system that will work for 3 to 4 days. And what we have in the Enomatic machine is wine from between £40 a bottle up to £120 a bottle.
Yeah.
It can be tasted in 50 mil, 100 mil, or 125 mil measure.
Yeah.
So you don't have to have a large glass if you want to try it.
Yeah.
But any size glass and as many glasses as you want, you know, more than welcome. But altogether, we're offering 30 different wine by the glass.
And it's great that you can use technology to and science to help you to help more people taste more wines and try different wines that they might not be able to have tried before. And of course, they can do that in your restaurant, which recently relaunched, didn't it, as the Weather Vane. So it's a wonderful excuse to come up and have some great wine and try out a brand new restaurant, isn't it?
The Weather Vane is getting more and more successful. I mean, also we do, for example, in the restaurant, the tasting menu was a 6-course dinner with 6 different wines.
Yeah.
And most of them come out of the Enomatic.
You can do a tasting menu at lots of places, from Leeds to Newcastle, but only one place between Leeds and Newcastle has one of these machines that you talk about, and that is right here at the Feversham, isn't it?
Indeed. We are the only one to have an Enomatic. So the longevity of the wine is guaranteed, and especially if you put a £100 bottle of wine into the machine.
That's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah. You don't want to come back the next day and it's no good.
If people would like to find out more about the Feversham, maybe looking at the spa, the hotel rooms, or making a whole weekend of it, enjoying the wine and the tasting menu, what's the website for them to go to?
Is feverishamarmshotel.com.
The Feversham Arms on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.